5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so today we're diving into a world everyone can relate to, but hopefully not to this extent.
Okay.
You sent us a letter detailing your experience with some truly, truly awful neighbors.
Oh.
And, well, it's a doozy. We're going to unpack what happened, why it resonates with so many of us, and maybe even find some useful tips for dealing with similar situations.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Everyone's had that neighbor, but this story takes the cake.
Oh, I can only imagine.
To help us navigate this, we have an expert on conflict resolution and community dynamics.
Okay.
They're going to give us some insight into the psychology behind why some people turn into, well, the neighbors from hell.
It's fascinating. You know, this story really shows how these small conflicts, they can spiral out of control when you don't have good communication and when empathy is absent.
Right from the start, your letter really paints a picture of you as the ideal neighbor, baking cookies, keeping your lawn tidy, the whole nine yards. You even tried to address the initial noise issue peacefully.
Right.
It's important to establish that you were reasonable from the get-go, which makes the escalating frustration totally understandable.
Exactly. You know, it sets the stage for you as someone who's willing to compromise, making the neighbor's behavior even more baffling.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
So let's set the scene. Christmas Day. Instead of carols, you're bombarded with a techno remix of holiday classics, courtesy of your new neighbors, Leela and Dean.
Oh, no.
It's already a deviation from typical neighborly conduct, right? Like, blasting loud music on a day that's generally about peace and quiet is a pretty clear sign of disrespect, almost like they were testing boundaries.
It's interesting because this situation actually kind of reflects a concept called the broken window theory.
Oh, interesting.
Which suggests that, you know, if you ignore these small transgressions, it creates an environment where larger ones become permissible. Think of it like a broken window in a building. If you don't repair it, it signals neglect, inviting, you know, more serious vandalism. In this case, the loud music on Christmas Day could be seen as that first broken window.
That makes sense. That's a good analogy. You and your partner tried to be patient, waiting till later in the evening, hoping it was a one-time thing.
Sure.
But when the bass was still thumping at 9 p.m., you finally decide to knock on their door.
Yeah.
It's important to note that you attempted direct and peaceful communication before involving any authorities. You were genuinely trying to resolve this neighbor-to-neighbor.
Right.
But get this, no answer. The music keeps going, and you end up calling the police at 10:30 p.m. as a last resort.
Oh, wow.
You just wanted a little peace on Christmas Day.
Yeah, of course.
And this is where things get fascinating. When the officers arrive, Leela acted completely oblivious, even rolling her eyes and claiming they didn't realize it was that loud.
Oh.
The music stopped. But as you soon found out, this was just the beginning. Because the very next day, you discover your trash bins tipped over, contents everywhere. At first, you brush it off as a raccoon, you know, typical suburban stuff.
Right, right.
But then you see the spray paint on your garage door, a not-so-subtle message. Mind your business.
Ooh. The shift from, you know, loud music to property damage is a key escalation. It's no longer just inconsiderate, it's targeted aggression.
Right.
The spray paint is clearly meant to intimidate and silence you.
That's when you, rightfully feeling uneasy, decide to install security cameras.
Smart move, especially considering what happens next.
Yeah.
Documentation is crucial in situations like this, as we'll see.
Oh, absolutely. But even the cameras don't stop Leela and Dean. The music starts up again the following week, like clockwork, at 8 p.m.
Ugh.
But here's the kicker. They stop just 1 minute before the noise ordinance kicks in.
Oh, wow. This calculated move shows that they're aware of the rules, but they're deliberately exploiting them.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
It's a form of passive aggression. Essentially, they're expressing their hostility, but indirectly. In this case, by annoying you without technically breaking any laws. It's designed to frustrate you without giving you any grounds for official complaint.
It's infuriating. And to top it off, the next morning, you find a pink plastic flamingo planted in your yard.
Okay. While seemingly harmless, this is another example of passive aggression. It's a way of disrespecting your property and kind of asserting dominance, almost like marking their territory.
And every time you threw the flamingo back over the fence, a new, even more outlandish version appeared. Sunglasses, Christmas lights, you name it.
This absurdity, while almost comical, reveals a deeper issue, which is territoriality. You know, they're trying to claim dominance, not just over their space, but over the shared space of the neighborhood as well. They want to dictate what's acceptable and what's not.
And it wasn't just the flamingo. Dean, the quieter half of the duo, starts using his oversized truck as a weapon, strategically parking it to block your driveway.
This is another example of passive aggression that goes beyond simple annoyance.
Right.
It disrupts your daily life, and it forces confrontation.
It's like he's getting off on this power play. And when you politely asked him to move it, his response was this smug, "What? It's a free country."
That statement speaks volumes. It shows a complete disregard for the impact of his actions and a sense of entitlement that just fuels the conflict.
Yeah.
He's justifying his behavior by claiming freedom. But true freedom comes with responsibility. You know, considering the well-being of others.
Then remember how you mentioned you pride yourself on being a good neighbor? Well, you decide to host a barbecue. Harmless enough, right?
Sure.
Wrong. The second you fired up the grill, Leela cranks up opera music from her backyard speakers. She knew exactly what she was doing.
This is a deliberate act of sabotage.
Yeah.
It's not just about noise anymore. It's about ruining your social gathering.
It's so calculated. And of course, the second your guests left, the music stopped. It's like they're playing some twisted psychological game.
You know, this escalating behavior, it's common in these situations. The initial transgressions, they're often small, but they embolden the aggressor, allowing them to push boundaries further and further.
Okay, this next one takes the cake. You come home from a weekend away to find a sign in your yard. Caution, rats. Enter at your own risk.
Oh, no.
And it's decorated with cartoon rats in top hats smoking cigars.
Okay, this is a great example of how humor can be used as a weapon in passive-aggressive conflict.
Yeah.
It's masking hostility under this veneer of lightheartedness. But the message is still aggressive and disrespectful.
Right. So over the top, you almost laughed until you noticed actual rat traps scattered across your lawn, baited with cheese.
This elevates the situation significantly. The rat traps, while seemingly harmless, could pose a danger to pets or children. It indicates the conflict is becoming serious, potentially dangerous.
Enough was enough. You confronted Leela, asking, "What the hell is this?"
Yeah.
And she, with a smirk and a cigarette dangling from her lips, replies, "Just trying to keep the neighborhood safe."
This is classic deflection.
Ugh.
She's refusing to acknowledge her aggression,
framing it as a helpful gesture.
Right.
This lack of empathy and understanding just adds fuel to the fire.
It's beyond frustrating. Understandably, you snapped. You called her out saying, "You need help, Leela. This isn't normal behavior."
Right.
But Leela, never one to back down, retaliates with a string of insults. It got ugly.
This confrontation marks a turning point. The conflict becomes openly hostile and personal. Both sides are entrenched, and a peaceful resolution seems unlikely.
Things are definitely heating up, but before we get into the truly wild stuff, let's hear what happens next. So the confrontation got heated, things were said, and it became clear that reasoning with Leela and Dean was off the table. But you didn't just sit back and stew. Tell me about this well-documented paper trail you mentioned.
This is where your meticulous record-keeping really comes into play. You began documenting every incident, every noise violation, every act of aggression, no matter how small. Those security cameras you installed, they became your secret weapon, capturing everything from the strategically parked truck to, well, some rather unsavory late-night activities, courtesy of Dean.
You're talking about the footage of him, relieving himself on your fence?
Precisely.
Oh my God.
While unpleasant, that kind of footage can be, you know, useful as evidence.
Sure.
But more importantly, the act of documenting itself, that can be empowering.
Right.
It gives you a sense of control in a situation where you feel powerless.
It's like taking back some of that power, right?
Exactly. And it's not just about feeling better, it's about building a case.
Right.
This documentation becomes crucial if you need to involve, you know, law enforcement or your homeowners association.
Which is exactly what you did. You submitted all your evidence to the homeowners association, hoping for some kind of intervention. But the response was, shall we say, less than satisfying.
Yeah, this is a common frustration for people dealing with neighbor disputes.
Right.
Homeowners associations often have limited power and resources, and they may be hesitant to get involved in what they perceive as interpersonal conflicts.
In your case, they sent a single warning letter to Leela and Dean.
Right.
And what did those two do? They framed the letter and hung it in their front window like a trophy.
That's a pretty clear sign. They had no intention of changing their behavior. It's a deliberate act of defiance, a way of showing that they don't respect the homeowners association's authority or your right to peaceful enjoyment of your property.
At this point, you're probably thinking, what else can I do?
Many people would feel trapped at this point, but you didn't give up.
No.
You didn't.
One night, the music started up again, louder than ever. You were exhausted, ready to call the police, but then something snapped.
Okay.
Remember those giant outdoor speakers you bought?
Yes, the fight fire with fire approach.
Yeah.
It's risky, but understandable, given the circumstances.
As soon as their music started, you blasted a playlist of, wait for it, polka hits.
Polka music, an interesting choice.
I know, right?
I imagine the jarring change in genre was effective in disrupting their attempt to ruin your peace.
Oh, it was effective. Leela stormed over, pounding on your door, screaming, "You think this is funny?" And you, cool as a cucumber, opened the door just enough to meet her eye and said, "What's the matter? Don't like a little noise."
That must have felt pretty satisfying. You used their own tactics against them.
It did for a minute.
Right.
But for a moment, you saw this flicker of fear in her eyes, but with bullies pushing back can often lead to an escalation of their tactics.
This type of tit-for-tat retaliation, it rarely leads to a resolution. It often just throws more fuel on the fire.
That's exactly what happened. Things took a dark turn. You found your car tire slashed. You reported it. But without concrete evidence, the police couldn't do much.
Right.
Then a few days later, your work laptop vanished from your porch.
This marks a significant escalation.
I know.
We're no longer talking about pranks or annoyances.
Yeah.
This is potential criminal activity.
Yeah.
The theft of your laptop has, you know, real-world consequences for you.
Absolutely. Your security cameras caught a shadowy figure darting away, but it wasn't clear enough to identify the culprit. You were living in the state of constant anxiety, waiting for the next thing to happen.
The psychological impact of this type of harassment is significant.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the acts themselves. It's the constant fear and feeling of being unsafe in your own home.
And then it reached this terrifying climax. Your dog, Max, became seriously ill.
Oh, no.
The vet determined it was rat poison.
This is where the story takes a truly disturbing turn.
Yeah.
Targeting a helpless animal is a sign of extreme cruelty.
Right.
It goes beyond any sense of neighborly dispute and enters a whole new level of alarming behavior.
Thankfully, Max recovered, but the emotional toll on you was immense. While you couldn't prove it, you knew in your gut who was responsible.
It's understandable to suspect them, given the escalating pattern of harassment.
Right.
But suspicion isn't enough for legal action.
Right, but something shifted within you after this incident. You were no longer just annoyed or frustrated. You were angry. You were done being passive. You were ready to fight back. And this time, you are going to use all that meticulous documentation to your advantage.
This is a pivotal moment in this story.
Yeah.
You reach a point where you're no longer willing to tolerate the abuse.
You gathered all your evidence, the security footage, the logs, everything, and you sent a very detailed email to a certain someone.
Ah, yes, Leela and Dean's landlord.
You got it.
This was a smart move.
It was.
By involving the landlord, you were escalating the situation to a higher authority who had the power to take real action.
And it worked. Within a week, they were packing their bags and the house was soon listed for rent. Justice, it seemed, was served.
It's a satisfying ending in a way.
It is.
The aggressors were removed and you could finally breathe a sigh of relief.
Right.
However, as you mentioned in your letter, the experience left its mark.
You're still jumpy at loud noises, and you say the sight of a lawn flamingo sends shivers down your spine.
That's the unfortunate reality of these situations.
Yeah.
Even when the conflict is resolved, the victims are often left with lingering trauma and anxiety.
Right.
The sense of safety and security in their own home has been violated, and it takes time and effort to rebuild that trust.
It's a powerful reminder that neighbor disputes aren't just minor inconveniences.
Oh.
They can have a profound impact on people's lives. But before we get into the deeper takeaways from this story, let's shift gears and explore what we can learn from your experience. It's like a cautionary tale showing how these, you know, seemingly harmless neighborly annoyances can escalate into something much, much darker.
And what's striking is how the aggression, you know, increased, but subtly. Over
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
You know, it began with noise, then escalated to property damage, the strategic parking, and eventually, you know, potential criminal activity.
Yeah.
And even the harming of a pet.
With each step, Leela and Dean pushed the boundaries, you know, a little further,
right.
testing how much they could get away with. It makes you wonder what they would have done next if they hadn't been evicted.
It's this gradual escalation of aggression.
Right.
And that's actually a pattern that's often seen in abusive behavior, not just in neighbor disputes, but in many types of interpersonal conflicts.
Interesting.
It starts with these minor transgressions that are easily dismissed or excused.
It's like they're intentionally wearing down their victim's resistance,
yes,
making them doubt themselves and hesitate to take action.
Yeah. By the time the victim realizes the seriousness of the situation, they often feel trapped and powerless.
So what can we learn from this experience? What are the key takeaways for our listeners, besides maybe avoiding anyone with an excessive fondness for lawn flamingos?
Well, one of the most important lessons is the value of early intervention.
Okay.
Addressing issues directly and calmly when they first arise
right.
can often prevent them from spiraling out of control.
So if you've got a neighbor blasting music at all hours, don't suffer in silence. Try talking to them first before things escalate.
Right. It might not always work, especially with people like, you know, Leela and Dean, who mm-hmm. seem to thrive on conflict. But it's always worth a try.
Right.
And if direct communication fails,
yeah.
that's when documentation becomes essential.
Your detailed record keeping was crucial in getting rid of those troublesome neighbors.
Yeah.
You had the proof to show the landlord that the situation was out of hand.
Exactly. Keep a log of every incident, noting the date, time, and specific details. Photos and videos are incredibly valuable. This documentation can be vital if you need to involve law enforcement, a homeowners association, or even a lawyer.
Now, what about knowing our rights, noise ordinances, property lines, things like that?
Absolutely. Familiarize yourself with local laws and regulations. This knowledge empowers you to act, you know, confidently and assertively when your rights are being violated.
Right.
You don't have to be a legal expert, but having a basic understanding of the rules can make a huge difference.
Okay, so we've got early communication, documentation, and knowing our rights. What about when things have already escalated, like in this case?
Yeah.
Is there anything you could have done differently looking back?
Well, the fight fire with fire approach, like the polka music standoff, is understandable given the, you know, frustration.
Yeah.
However, engaging in that type of retaliation
it can sometimes backfire.
It's tempting to try and win against a difficult neighbor, but it's not always the most effective strategy.
Exactly. Instead of reacting emotionally, it's usually more helpful to focus on strategic actions that protect your well-being and build your case.
Okay.
Involve authorities when necessary and seek mediation or legal help if the situation becomes unmanageable.
Right.
And remember, your safety and mental health are paramount.
That's such an important point. There's no shame in recognizing when a situation is beyond your control and seeking support from professionals or community resources.
Exactly. Sometimes the best way to win is to remove yourself from a toxic environment, whether that means seeking legal action, mediation, or even considering a move if it's feasible.
This has been quite a journey through the world of neighborhood nightmares. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah.
It's a valuable lesson for all of us. And thank you to our expert for providing insightful analysis and helpful advice.
It's been my pleasure. You know, remember, good neighbors are essential for a thriving community. But when faced with unreasonable behavior, knowing your rights, documenting everything, and seeking help when needed, those are your best defenses.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And to everyone listening, what would you do if faced with a similar situation?
Oh, yeah.
Share your thoughts on social media and let's keep this conversation going, because let's be real, we've all had that neighbor. And who knows, maybe your story will be our next deep dive. Until then, stay vigilant, folks. And remember, sometimes the best way to deal with a nightmare neighbor is to create a little distance.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.